mother, my wife, and all our females, if they haven't tested yet, what are their chances? So I'd encourage everyone, all females and even male, to get tested, because early detection saves lives.
In Ghana, breast cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in women. But a new campaign encouraging men to get themselves tested is a shift from traditional mindset about the disease. Dr. Victoria Patty Newman of the Trust Hospital says attention is given to men because no one is immune to cancer.
So breast cancer is no respecter of person. It can happen to anyone. It can happen to both male and females. More in females because our breasts are more developed, but yet can happen in male. WHO has shown a statistic of 1% males worldwide having incidence of breast cancer. So it's best to face what you're afraid of. So I know breast cancer is something that most people don't want to mention about. It has been stigmatized. People say you are cursed, it's a sin. But it's high time we break that mystery and know that breast cancer is real.
Dr. Newman says she is excited about men's desire to know more about breast cancer, which is generally associated with women. She's hoping this could spark a new wave of awareness among Ghanaians to help fight the stigma that comes with the disease.
That is DW's Isaac Aleji, they're reporting from Ghana. And on our social media platform, on our Facebook page, DW Africa, we had these comments from you, Kembong Badali, said that now that I know he is a man, of course, I would do that. And Idi, I ask you, you are also a man. Are you considering doing a cancer test or breast cancer test?
I would do that right now. If someone came and put all the equipment needed to do it, I'll do it right now, because I think it's something that we take for granted. Men forget that we have breasts. We do have breasts, so we should check it and prevent cancer. So yeah.
Now that we know, I think that more men should go for screening than women.
Rightfully so.
Africa Link Sports.
There was a lot of action over the weekend, okay? It was mixed fortunes for the clubs in match day 8. Talking about the German Bundesliga at the weekend, my team failed to grab all 3 points, but I'm not going to tell you yet.
Now let's join Shola Jaisimi here at DW for the wrap-up, as well as what to look forward to with regards to Bundesliga clubs participating in the UEFA Champions League as match day 3 resumes.
Real drama. That's how football commentators summed up the 2-2 Augsburg-Bayern Munich game. A goal by the host on the very first minute and another at the very end. Augsburg seemed unfazed by the pedigree of current champions.